In my contemplation for Lord, what's the first word you will want me to preach to your people this year? I had a different note in mind. And then from two different ways, God confirmed this word that I'm about to share with you. I have titled my message, 100% Victory Over 100% of Your Enemies. I said 100% victory over 100% of your enemies this year. Jesus said, all powers. Everybody say amen. How many power?
All powers
in heaven and on earth. Even belief is given to Jesus. So if Jesus has all power, which one does Satan have? He doesn't have any. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I pray that this year, without any shadow of a doubt, it shall be a year of pleasant surprises for you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Those who shout the loudest amen, they are the ones who are going to receive the blessing. I say this year the lines will fall for you in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, by the grace of God, you and I will walk in our prophetic purpose. We will walk in our prophetic destiny this year. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, this year the rest of your life, the rest of our lives will experience the fullness of God in Jesus' mighty name. Let me tell you somebody, it does not matter how many may plan against you this year. It does not matter how many may come against you this year. They will utterly fall and they will utterly fail in the name of Jesus. I am standing with certainty and assurance of God on this altar today. I am not just speaking so that you can get excited. I am telling you the heart of God, the will of God, and the purpose of God. All those who are incensed against you this year, they will utterly fall. All those who have been stubborn pursuers of your destiny, this year is their year of failure. I said this year is a year of failure. This is the year of your own upward lifting. If you believe, you shout a better amen. The story of Jehoshaphat. If I had time, I would love to read from verse 1 to 30 in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, from verse 1 through to 30. But because I don't have enough time, some of us know the story. And if you don't know the story, I want you to go home and look it over. But before I share the word, because I'm not going to waste your time. This is a new year. A brand new year. This is a year we've never been before. Only God has been here before. Hallelujah. Amen. Like my wife would jokingly say in our discussions, anyone who asks for the way will most likely not miss his way. Hallelujah. Amen. This year, let us keep it to mind and make it intentional that we ask God for direction in all our fears this year, so that we will not fail, so that we will not stumble, so that we will not miss our way. I pray, God Almighty, as you are dear to these simple instructions, the Bible says, acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall bring to pass the desires of your heart. You will not miss your way. You will not miss your blessing. In Jesus' mighty name. Make it a practice this year. Lord, what will you want me to do? I don't know about you. I don't think I am capable enough, personally. I'm not capable enough in directing the affairs of my life. I am not. Especially for the plans that God has for me. For the plans that God has for this ministry. I'm not capable enough. I don't want to wake up in the morning and have a brilliant idea. God doesn't work with brilliant idea. God works based on his instructions. I want to follow the leading and the direction of the Holy Spirit. And like I said to our workers several times and over, I want to reiterate and repeat again, brethren, we can't keep on doing things the same way we've been doing it and expecting a change. No, something needs to give. Something needs to change so that the plans and the purpose of God concerning this ministry will come to fruition in Jesus' mighty name. I pray that it will not be minus you. I pray that it will not be minus me, because God will do what he wants to do. Any remnant, God is willing to use. May you and I not be a castaway. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. The world is getting more wicked. It's getting more difficult. It's going to be more difficult to be a Christian. It's time to stand. There are wicked nations who are just angry. People who have lost their minds. If the mark of exemption is not on you, how do you think you are going to be safe? Except the Lord build the city, the builders build in vain. Except the Lord watch over the city, the watchmen watch in vain. I pray that the mark of exemption will come upon you and I in Jesus' mighty name. That is when evil see you, it will pass over. Oh my God. Only for those who say good amen. When you come before God, on your way coming, if you were angry or dismayed, put your anger outside. Put your dismay outside. Come into the sanctuary and get excited. Can somebody get excited in the presence of God this morning? The Bible says that it came to pass that the children of Moab, cousins of Israel, they rose up against Israel. Household wickedness. And the children of Ammon. And besides them, the Ammonites and other nations, they came against King Jehoshaphat to battle. Battle for what? Battle for destiny. Battle for territory. This year you are going to fight whether you like it or not. And if the devil wins, it's not because God is not on your side. It's going to be because you refuse to activate what God has deposited in you. I pray that you will not fail. I pray that you will be victorious. In Jesus' mighty name. The news came to Jehoshaphat. If only God will open our eyes to see the victories he wins for us on a daily basis. They came and said, Jehoshaphat, do you know there is a mighty multitude? A great, great multitude that is coming against you. The natural feeling when we have a situation is always to fear. I don't care who you are. The first thing that happens is, oh my, me and these people, and fear comes up. But then, even though Jehoshaphat elicited a normal reaction of fear, which is abnormal in the sight of God. Verse 4 said that he gathered the people. He gathered the people. He gathered the nation to seek the face of God in fasting and praying. If your problem does not drive you to God, that problem will overtake your life. If your problem does not make you run to God, and said, Lord, help me. Jehoshaphat knew that no one else could help him fight the battle of his life. No one else could help him fight the battle of his destiny except God. He gathered the people. He did not seek for counsel from anybody. He did not look for anybody to help him. He went to God immediately and directly. He cried with the nation. The Bible says in verse 4, and then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, there cometh a great multitude against thee beyond the sea on this side Syria. And behold, they be in Hazon Tamar, which is Engedi. And Jehoshaphat feared. If he only feared and stopped, he would have lost it. But like we said to us before, he said himself, are you ready this year to set yourself in the presence of God? What did he set himself to do? He set himself to seek the face of the Lord. A woman came to the king and said, King, we are hungry. There's famine in the land. Give us food. The king said, where do you think I will find help? If God does not help all of us, where do you think help will come from? I don't know where your own help is going to come from, but I know where my help is going to come from. My help is going to come from the Lord Almighty. And that is where I go every day, every morning, every noon, every night. That is where I go to seek his face. Jehoshaphat set himself to seek the Lord. He proclaimed a fast and they gathered. What did they gather to do? Verse 4. They gathered to ask the Lord for help. They gathered to ask him, Lord, help me. Let me tell you something, folks. Sometimes you may not know how to pray, but if you can only say, oh Lord, help me. I don't know what to do. Please help me. I have come to you. Help me. The Bible says that whoever comes to the Lord, he will not turn them back, neither will they be put to shame. You will not be put to shame. In Jesus' mighty name, they came and asked God for help. The Bible says in Psalm 121, verse 1 and 2, this was the cry of David. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. My help is from God. Brethren, acknowledge that this year. Connect with God like that this year. He already said that without him, you cannot achieve anything tangible. John 15, verse 5. Jehoshaphat's prayer was a very unique prayer. What did he do? He stood in the midst of the congregation. He lifted up his voice and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art thou not God in heaven, thou rulest, and rulest thou not over all the kingdoms of the heathen? He reminded God of who he is and who he is for them. Until you have a personal relationship with God, you can't pray to God like that. Until you know who your God is, until you know who he is in your life, until you know that he's your only way, until you know that there's no other way, you can't pray like that. Do you really know who God is? The one you say you come to worship Sunday by Sunday. And sometimes when you feel like it, do you know who he is? Recently, I began to study a little bit of science a little bit of the science of the earth. Many have said we exist by evolution. That it was by chance. Then science itself says the earth is tilted 23 point something degrees towards the sun. The earth is maybe oblong or round or spherical. I don't care about all that. But the earth is not standing straight by itself. The earth itself is tilted 23 point something degrees towards the sun. Yes, the earth orbits the sun. Are you ready to hear this? Even the sun itself is not standing still. I found out that the sun itself moves. The sun has its own orbit that it moves around. So when the earth starts here, going round the sun, by the time it gets back here, the point where it started from is not the point it continues. It's another point. In Antarctica, first and foremost, chance cannot put the earth in 23 point something degrees towards the sun. It can't happen by chance. It happened by purpose. Hallelujah. It happened by purpose. And the movement of the sun and the earth, they would have collided. But somebody is controlling it. I checked Antarctica. The sun sets. The sun, don't quote me now about the exact. In October, I think, in October, the sun sets in Antarctica and rises in March. Think about it. So, for like 5 months, actually, no, the sun rises in October and it sets in March. So 5 months or more, or a little bit more, there's daylight drought in Antarctica, which is the South Pole. In the North Pole, for the time there was darkness throughout or light throughout in the south, it's light throughout in the north for more months than they experience darkness. And about six nations have their timing from the South Pole and the North Pole. Because the equator line ends somewhere. They all meet. All this timeline, they all meet somewhere. Tell me that God is not great. For me, it showcases the greatness and the mightiness of the God that I serve. Jehoshaphat said, God, you are the creator. The creator of the ends of the earth. God, you are the ruler over the heathen kingdoms. Is the ruler over principalities, over powers, over wickedness. God, you are the ruler over the ends of the earth. God, no power can withstand you. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, it is to you we have come. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 7, he said, are you not our God? If you have a relationship with him, that is when you can ask him that kind of a question. Are you not my God again? Are you going to allow the enemy to railroad me? Are you going to allow this bastard to run us over? Are you not our keeper? He didn't start with that. He started with eulogizing God. The God who destroyed out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel. And says, and gave us it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever. So Jehoshaphat is saying, according to Romans 8:31, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He's my God. I don't know about you. That is why I have the confidence to stand and to say the things I am saying. He is my God. Acknowledge him in all your ways. He's the true and the living God. He's the God that sits on the throne and rules in the affairs of men. He never goes on vacation. He's our ever-present help in the times of trouble. When he shows up, the enemies disappear. When he shows up, he brings confusion to the camp of the enemy. That is the God you need on your side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jehoshaphat brought his promises. He brought it to him. Many of us, children of God, we only say, well, I belong to Jesus, and that's the end of it. We don't know any of his promises. When we are challenged, we have no promises in our hearts to take back to him. But God, this is what you said. This year, the Holy Spirit reminded me to add to my prayer that his son stood here on this altar and dedicated this building unto God. June 2012. And as he dedicated it, he said, anyone who comes here to pray, that God will answer their prayers. And I am praying for you, church, that if you seek God wholeheartedly in this sanctuary, he will answer you speedily. In the name of Jesus. He said also, are you in debt? That God will pay your debt in a miraculous way. In Jesus' name. And when he does, don't go and get into another debt. Is somebody listening to me? Come before him with his promises. Numbers 23, verse 19. What God says he will do, that is what he will do. You know why? Because God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. And he said, and shall he not do it? Have he spoken? Shall he not make it good? Jehoshaphat knew this. Look at what he said to him. Verse 10. 2 Chronicles 20:10. And now, behold, the children of Ammon. Look at what you said they are going to do for us. But look at these people. The children of Ammon. Ammon. Ammon's sire. Whom thou wouldest not Israel invade. These ungrateful people. When they came out of the land of Egypt. But they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold. Behold. I said, look at how they have rewarded us. Do you know how to make your case before God? Look at how they have rewarded us to come to cast us out of thy possession. They didn't even say our possession. That is, the land you gave us belongs to you. What you gave us belongs to you. The destiny you gave us belongs to you, oh God. And somebody says he wants to truncate your destiny. And you don't know how to go back to God and cry. Look at the destiny you gave me. Somebody wants to stop it. What are you going to do? Are you that helpless? Are you leaving me to fight by myself? Oh, our God. Will thou not judge them? For we have no might. I can't fight against these enemies. All these that are against me. I am defenseless and helpless. Except you show up. You know one thing? I have noticed. A little bit in the natural. And very much in the spiritual. A true and genuine woman. Loves a man. Who can depend on her to help him in certain things. Because that's the way they are made. Amen? Even when God made them, he said, your helpmate. God wants to know that you need him. God wants to know that you need his help. Don't take it for granted that if you are going through challenges, well, I'm a child of God. God will just show up. No, you have to call on him. You have to call on God. You have to cry to him. Lord, I need your help. I have no strength against this people, this situation. I say, when you do that, God will hear you. Amen. Oh my God, are you sleeping? Amen. I say, God will hear you. Amen. You see, we've been hearing what? Week in, week out. But if we don't act on them, they're not going to do anything for you. It's not going to do you any good. Instructions you don't act upon will not benefit you. Just like I shared with the workers this morning, the salt is useless except it's taken out of the shaker. If you don't add it to your cooking, leave it in the bottle where it is, it's useless. It's as effective as you make it. Brethren, if you know God is your help, if you know God is your helper, if you know God is your deliverer, in 30 seconds, I want you to rise up and give him praise. Rise up and give him praise. Rise up and give him worship. Rise up and magnify your helper. Rise up and magnify your deliverer. Worship him. Worship him. Exalt him. Let your heart elicit praise. Let your heart elicit glory to him. Let your heart and listen magnificent to the God Almighty who has helped you to be where you are today. It is not by your making. It is not by your power. It is not by your mind. It is by his spirit. Give him all the worship. Mark it as so they get there. In Jesus' name we pray. You may be seated. I'm going to end very shortly. And we'll continue when next I'm on the pulpit by the grace of God. When you don't know what to do, this year, when you don't know what to do, this year, stop calling your friend who has our own problem too. Stop calling the brother who is struggling with his own life. Get on your knees. Get on your knees. Get on your knees.